ladies and gentlemen.
Let's go.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
Well, actually, I live in Delaware now, so does that make me a Delawarean?
Keep singing, girl.
You know, Beyonce is my friend in my head. They my people sometimes, too. You know, when I was a kid, I had an imaginary enemy. Like, does that make me crazy?
Life as P, presented by Say What Radio.
Hello there. Welcome to Life as P. I'm your host, Phoenix Ash. They call me P. Thank you so much for joining me. If this is your first time, I appreciate it. I don't know how you found me. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. However, thank you and welcome for, thank you. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Yeah, I know I stumble over my words. Sometimes it happens, right? It happens a lot. If you are a repeat listener, I love you guys for sticking with me through this journey. It's so much, so much is just developing. It's definitely a new season for me. Hopefully, you recognize whatever season you're in, whether you're in a planting season, whether you're in a harvest season, or somewhere in between. I encourage you to take a look and see what season you're in and, you know, go over some of the stuff that we talked about in previous shows in terms of, you know, prioritizing what gets done this year and just really focus in, because I feel a lot of good energy and I feel like a lot of people can truly execute their goals this year and just become who they want to become. So I know I probably sound like a little hype or whatever, because, you know, I think I found something for myself. I think I figured out a part of myself, and I'm very excited to share that this week, because it's definitely been my, you know what, let me take my earrings out, because I feel like it may be hitting against the mic, if not already, but definitely in the future, because, you know, I'm so hype and my head is moving, my hands are shaking. So, and if I sound a little raspier or more nasally than usual, if you've been here before, you know that I'm allergic to spring. So it's here and it's whooping my ass. But anywho, so the thing that I figured out, right, in this passion pursuit, this thing that so many of us is doing, right? This calling, this, I want to do this. Either your side business, which you want to be your main business, or maybe you want to keep it a side business. You're trying to grow in the next steps in your company, trying to take over the corporate world, whatever you're trying to do. You know, I've heard my girlfriend, who is a writing coach, often she'll ask her clientele, you know, what's your why? Right? And it's such a big question. I know when I had posed it to myself, it seemed like such a big question. Like, what's my why? And I was just like, huh, I don't know. I don't know. And then I recognized, like, for me, who pays attention to the smallest of details, the question was too big for me. And I had to rephrase it for myself. And I think, you know, if the question seems too big for you, maybe I can rephrase it for you. So what drives you? And I'm not going to just leave it open-ended, right? I'm going to give you two choices. Are you driven by your wants? Are you driven by your need? And neither of them is the wrong choice. For so long, I think that at least I've been taught in, you know, listening to other people who supposedly have some sort of formula on success and how to grow and how to, you know, become who you're destined to be. I think that I sort of picked up that one of them was wrong, that I need to be driven by my need and not driven by my wants and not driven by my desires. And I'm finding out that my need is not necessarily the mindset that drives me. It's my desire. It's my want that drives me. That's what wakes me up in the morning. I want to get up and I want to go do this and I want that. I tried it with the need, at least I think, or attempted. I don't know if I executed because it never really worked for me. so many people talk about, you know, you gotta need it. You gotta feel like this is your only choice. You gotta feel like there is no plan B. You gotta wake up, eat, sleep, drink it. You gotta need it. You gotta need it to survive, need it to breathe, need it to live in order to really grasp it by the horns and say, you know, I'm going to get this goal and I'm going to conquer it. And then I'm going to go to the next one. You got to need it. But for me, I got to want it, because need, I am going to supply my needs. However, that feeling of need, and it could be my upbringing. It could be my traumatic childhood of growing up without my parents. It could be all the loss that I've suffered in my journey of trying to have a child. It could be so many things, right? I gotta work it out in therapy. But need overwhelms me. I don't like the feeling of need. If I feel like I need too much, I give up. I start to say, fuck you to everything. Fuck you. The only thing I'll never say fuck you to is my child. Okay, I love her to pieces and will always do what I need to do for her, because I want to do that for her because I just love her so much. But outside of that, I think that might have been a barrier for me when I was writing last year. I need to put this book out. I need to answer this. I need. People are looking for it. I need. And it overwhelms me. And what happens is I get so overwhelmed that I push it to the side a little bit, because I'm starting to get into a little bit of a depression, a little sadness about it, or just not motivated to do it. And I feel drained. I'm thinking of all the other things that I need to do. I need. And I just get so overwhelmed. And then I look at myself and I get disappointed and I start picking myself apart because I didn't do all the things that I need to do. But when I think about what I want and what I don't want, then there's a shift that happens inside of me. There's a difference in perspective. There's a difference in chase. There's a difference in taking the steps necessary to get to where I want to go. My whole weight loss journey, I'm so up and down with my weight. You know, I can be 230 pounds today and I can be 190 pounds in 6 months. I'm so up and down, but I don't want to be 230 pounds. And because I don't want to be 230 pounds, I'm gonna get on the treadmill. I need to lose 40 pounds. That's overwhelming. I'm not looking at what I want to lose. I'm looking at what I don't want to be. I don't want to do that. And whatever it is for you, I don't want to do that. So let me not live as though I'm chasing that goal. And, you know, I'm preaching to the choir here because, you know, this is my sensitive week of the month, right? And so I done had lemon Oreos. I got chocolate Talenti ice cream. Thank God for a good friend who brought me some. I got Mike and Ike's in here because that's my joint. You know, I got chicken wings. I'm just, when this passes, I'm back on the treadmill. I'm going to need it, right? Because I'm undoing some of my work here. But, you know, I don't enjoy exercise. I'd rather eat right. You know, I'd rather eat salad all for the next 3 weeks, which I can do, which will help. But paired with exercise, it'll get me to where I need to go faster, or where I want to go faster. But, you know, I need to lose weight has me, you know, in my mind of being less than. You know, I'm not as good as I want to be. I'm not as great as I want to be. And, you know, I need to lose 40 pounds in order to do what? You know, there's somebody out there saying, what are you talking about? In order to be healthier, in order to live better, in order to da, 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 da. Okay. But, you know, I go to the doctor and I don't have any health issues. You know what I'm saying? I don't have anything that's having an adverse effect on me, other than the fact that there's a certain way that I want to carry my clothes. There's this, you know, I don't want to go too high up in size, because then I start getting confused and I don't know how to buy stuff that fits me correctly. And there's a particular size that when I'm that size, you know, I buy clothes that fit me correctly. And there's a certain style that I enjoy having that, you know, I like to carry off. And so like, I just need to get it right for me so that I can enjoy me more. But that's what I want. That's what I want. I'm fine as hell right now. Okay. I can pull somebody's son, somebody daddy, somebody granddaddy. I might could pull your auntie. So I'm good right now. But I want something different. And, you know, certain things, I don't want so much belly. I don't want so much belly. I'm good with all this booty. But I don't want so much belly. Fupa, just chill out a little bit, you know. But I got to work at that. I'm going to work at that because that's what I want. I got to do it because I want to do it, but not because I need it. Not because, you know, I got to do it to live. I'm living. Okay. I don't have any diabetes. I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have cholesterol. I don't have any heart issues. I can walk up and down the stairs. I can run. I can, you know, I can go all night. But anyhow, it's what I want. So then, you know, when I think about my writing, it's not just like, you know, oh, I need to finish this book because it's like, calm down. I want to finish this book because I want to see the ending. I love this story and I want to produce it and I want to do other things with it. And I want to tell the part of the story that's on the other side. And I want to tell these other stories. And I want people to receive my work and not be like, oh my God, she wrote another series. Can she finish it before I buy it? Because you know she take 3 years to finish a series. I don't want that. So I have to figure out how to do, you know, the process based upon, you know, what's my desire and live based upon, listen, if this is the life you want, you know, take some steps towards the life you want. Make your steps and your process look like you're working towards what you want. You know, live the life you want. You know, my daughter's father, we're still like, you know, life is still transitioning for us all, right? And start moving. If you know anything about my story, you know that I went through a divorce over the past couple years, and the divorce has been final maybe a little over a year and a half to 2 years. And it sounds a lot when I say it, but it's still kind of fresh and we're still working out routines. And I relocated. I know my intro still says Delaware. I'm going to fix it. But I'm out of, you know, Maryland now. And, you know, he has some thoughts about where he'd like to set up shop and where he'd like to be located and trying to figure out, you know, what may be too far or, but that's on him. And I'm very clear that's on him that, you know, I made my move within a certain distance of where he lives now so that I could keep up our current visitation schedule. And he has to figure out, you know, where he's going to be. If he's not going to keep up the current schedule, what's the schedule going to be? And we have to work together to get through that. But I'm very much against trapping anyone. You know, you have to live here. You need to live here in order to do X, Y, and Z. You know, so he'll ask me like, can I do this? Can I do that? You grown man, you need to make a decision for yourself and know what your values are. As long as you know what your values are, no matter where you go, you're going to hold true to those values. So if you value the time that you spend with your child, you make a decision based upon those values. And if you go a distance that's further that, you know, we can't maintain the current schedule, then we work together to figure out a schedule that works so that you can get your time, so that you can help raise your child, you can have your great experiences, you can be influential, whatever it is. But you also need to balance that with your own happiness. So don't look for me to tell you what you need to do based upon my convenience. Make a decision based upon what you want to do. Hold true to your values and let's work out something that makes sense. Let's just work it out. Let's make sure that the lines of communication are open. Let's talk to our daughter. Let's talk her through it. Let's help her through it. Let's make it as easy as possible for her. Is there going to be some times where, you know, she doesn't understand or it's too much or whatever? Yes. And let's be open to therapy. Let's be open to all these things to help her be strong on the other side of it, because we cannot sacrifice our happiness for long periods of time, because, you know, and I know people are like, well, it's your child, you did it. And that's an old school mentality in my mind, because for me, the best parents are happy parents. If I'm a happy person, I'm a good person, I'm good with what I'm doing, I'm happy with my career, I'm happy, and I want to give her a happy parent. I feel like I'm at my best. And when I give to my child, I want to give her my best, the best of me, not the best of what I have left. I want the best of me. And so I need to be working at my best capacity, do what I want to do, live the life that I want to live, and give her my absolute best as a parent. Not the best that I can muster up through my misery. That's not what I want for her, because that's a lesson I don't want to teach her. I don't want that for her as an experience to grow up with, and I don't want her to repeat it for herself as an adult. I want her to know that her happiness and her joy has value, and it's important, and she needs to hold on to it and do what you got to do to get that. Do the thing, pick the career that you want, not the one that you feel like you need to do because you got to pay bills. Pick the career that you want and let mommy help you. Let mommy help you get there. Let's put you in the right position. Let's get you to the right schools. Let's get you the right mentors. Let's get you the right summer job. Let's whatever for what you want. Not doing it just because. And then you get caught up in the cycle of doing what you think you need to survive. And you're barely surviving because your heart and your soul is just dying. I don't want that for her. And I don't want it for me. I don't want it for either one of us. And as much as I can't stand her father on a regular basis, I don't want it for him either. I don't want to hold you hostage to misery for convenience. I don't want that. I don't want that. And, you know, make your decision of whatever your opinion is on that. But that's how we going to live in my house. Well, he ain't going to live in my house. But, you know, you get what I'm saying. So I realized that I'm driven by want. And when I start to think about, I want to finish this book, or I want to tell this story, and not just finish the book, because even that sometimes feels overwhelming to me. But I want to tell this story. I want to finish telling the story. I want to tell this portion of the story. I want to communicate this to you. I want you to see it. I want you to understand it. I want you to receive it. That gets me with my laptop out. That's what drives me. I need a new car. Oh my God, I just feel so stressful. But I would like a new car. Okay. Well, let me look at my finances. Let me see what I could do. That's motivating. Let me look at some sponsors. Let me look at some other job options. Let me look at, it's motivating me to do all these other areas where I needed to, you know, I felt like I needed to do anyway, or I was interested in doing anyway. But it's more motivational for me to just change the perspective and change the mindset. But this is what I want. This is the life that I want. So let me make some steps towards what I want. The feeling of need is very overwhelming to me. The feeling of I have no other choice, this is the only way, is very overwhelming to me. And it's too tempting to give up. It's too tempting. And I'm not the give up kind of girl. I'm options. You know, when I go on a trip, my suitcase is way overpacked. Way overpacked. I don't even know how I still be getting it under 50 pounds for real, but way overpacked. I always go on vacation and come back with like 4 or 5 outfits I did not wear. I did not touch it. I'm just going to hang it right back up. Like I didn't touch it. It's always like that. You know, when I went to Curacao, I had like clothes that I bought for the trip. They still got the tags on it because I went, didn't wear it, brought it right back. was like, well, I guess this is summer clothes, put it in the closet. Because I like options. I like to be like, well, you know, when I wake up, I might feel like wearing this, or I might feel like wearing that, or I might feel like putting this with that. And then I like options. And that's okay. That's okay. That's me. And that's what works for me. Now, if you're somebody who's driven by need, then that's the perspective that you should have. I need to do this. If that's what's going to get you up in the morning to do that, then give yourself that perspective. But constantly say it to yourself. Give yourself the messages. But if you're anything like me who's driven by want, you wake up and you decide, what kind of life do I want to live? And what are the steps that I'm going to take in order to get closer to it? And the steps that I'm taking now, the way that I'm moving, the way that I'm executing things, the way that I'm thinking, the choices that I'm making, does that look like the life I want? Is that in line with the life I want? And if it's not, then figure out where you can start to make some changes. Figure it out. But the first question is, what drives you? Is it your want or is it your need? And whichever one drives you, start to shift your perspective and start to shift your self-language in that perspective. Start to frame things in that perspective so that you're more motivated. Talk to yourself in a way that is motivational, not just, yes, the self-affirmations of I'm beautiful, I'm great, I'm a conqueror. You know, my daughter says, I am a champion, and I just love it. I'll be like, yes, girl, go get that. Whatever motivates you, you have to start thinking in your own motivational ways. You can't wait for me to motivate or wait for someone else to motivate. When there's a life out there that you want, there's something out there that you want, that you've got your eye on, that when it appears in front of you, you get the little glimmer and almost get teary-eyed because that's it. Finger on nose. That's it. I want that. Okay. Now break those wants downs in little steps and start to look at your life and say, is this in line with what I want? It's tough. It's not hard. It sounds extreme. Hear me go, it's tough. It's not hard. It's tough. It is hard. It's one of the things that, you know, contributed to my divorce. That wasn't the life I want. The things that were happening within that marriage, the things that I was feeling as though I was trapped in, wasn't part of the life that I wanted. And it wasn't part of the life that he wanted. And I knew that very clearly. He don't want this because he's resisting the change. He's resisting our evolution. He's resisting our growth. And I'm growing in a certain direction. And in order for this to work, you know, there has to be some balance somewhere. And there's just too much resistance, which just basically means we want different things. And I think we kind of always wanted different things, but I think we both just settled. We put everything on hold to say, you know, you're going to ride this with me. I'm going to ride it with you. But we wasn't really riding together. Not for real. We wasn't always in the same car. And that's just lesson learned. Neither here nor there. Lesson learned. And so now it's time to make some changes. And sometimes he gets a little frustrated with me because, you know, I won't say, well, you need to do this. You need to do that. Because I'm like, listen, take this opportunity of freedom to decide what kind of life you want. Now, if what you say is true, you hold value in being a father to your child. You hold value in the love of your child. You're going to take that with you wherever you want. So you figure out what's the balance for you so that you can live the life you want and express your love for your child and have her feel that love and feel your presence. You figure out your balance. I've been giving you the answer for way too long, and your unhappiness shows that my answer is not your answer. Figure out what your answer is. Figure out what drives you, what motivates you to wake up in the morning and go get that. What is it? I'm excited. I'm impassioned because I figured out mine. It's want for me. It's want. That's what drives me, want. That's what's going to get me my pinnacle. I want it. And I'm going to go get it. All right, soapbox done. Guys, thank you so much for your love, your support. I appreciate every time you hit me up on Twitter, and that's at PWrites, PWrites, by the way. I appreciate every time I see you tweet my show, retweet it, get up in my DMs, tell me that you listen. And, you know, I love all of that. Or even if you want to have further discussions about anything that I've talked about, I love that. I appreciate that. I'm also at PWrites on Instagram. You know, I have a reader group on Facebook, Phoenix's Fireflies. That's Fire, F-I-Y-A-H. Please join. I promise you there's a book coming this year, maybe several, but I just truly appreciate every piece of help. Those who have bought shirts with my daughter's artwork on it from See You Different, which is also available on Twitter. It's at See You Different. Also, if you at Uncle underscore RJ, he runs See You Different. And, you know, if you say, hey, I saw a Saudi shirt, or tell me about these Saudi shirts, we can send you, or hit me up. I can send you pictures of what the options are. We're selling t-shirts, long sleeve t-shirts, hoodies, although we're about to get out of hoodie weather. Although somebody just posted that there was snow. So I don't know. Is that Texas? I don't know where they were. But I totally appreciate you guys buying into her artwork. She's so cute. Like, she's running her own little business. She's thinking about what picture she's going to draw next. It's all love. You know what? RJ, he makes them on socks too. Like, if you want to get a pair of socks, wear her artwork on some socks. They're really comfy. And the socks are really good. I wear them to walk around the house because they really keep my feet warm. But thank you so much. If you want to purchase any of my books, they're still up on Amazon. Most of my books are available via Kindle. If you have the Kindle device or the free Kindle app that you can download, that is available. I have a couple of books on Audible. You know, look me up, Phoenix Ash. I'm just so grateful to all the support that you guys have showed me. It's wonderful to be here. I'm talking to my producer and she's like, girl, do you know how many years you've been doing this show? Like, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe it. But you know, my daughter's six and you know, I've been doing the show since she was like one. So it's been like, what, 4 or 5 years? It's crazy. It's crazy. The journey is long and it has its ups and its downs, but definitely worth it. And I'm just so grateful that I have all of you to run the course with me. So grateful. Also, you know, if you're interested in any consultation of, yes, I'm doing some life coaching, CTI trained in the fundamentals of life coaching, you know, we can get into some knit and grit, help you break some of these things down. Hit me up on Twitter or even on Instagram at PWrites, PWrites. Just send me an inbox. I'm opening up a couple of half an hour consulting spots. Let us figure out if I'm the right coach for you. You know, let's talk about some of those things. We have a lot of great things coming up on Say What Radio. The network is expanding. I think there's a new show coming. So we're about to have like all these options for you. Ciao. It's going to be a great year. All right. Until the next time when we can share our power. I love you. Bye.